Catalyst Care Group 2024 Survey. Take part in shaping the future of the health and social care sector by sharing your personal experiences as a family member, your perspectives as a support worker, employee dynamics, your commissioning challenges. Join the conversation. Key takeaways: many people end up in forensic mental health or high secure settings after years of missed diagnoses, unmet trauma, unsupported autism or ADHD, and repeated failures to receive the right help at the right time. Many people placed within forensic services are identified as high risk, have often spent years without the right trauma, mental health, autism, or behavioral support before reaching crisis point. Long stays in secure hospitals can increase institutionalization, isolation, loss of independence, and difficulties adjusting back into everyday community life without the right transition support. Stable housing, trauma-informed support, emotional regulation, and consistent multidisciplinary working can reduce readmissions, placement breakdowns, and repeated contact with crisis or custody services. Many people are excluded from community support because their needs are seen as too complex. Within forensic mental health settings, unmet trauma, undiagnosed autism or ADHD, communication difficulties, mental health needs, and repeated exclusion from services can increase the risk of crisis, institutional care, or involvement with the criminal justice system. Behind every referral is a person whose life may be shaped by instability, distress, disconnection, and systems struggling to respond in the right way. The role of forensic mental health services. The specialist forensic community mental health teams support people with mental health needs and/or neurodiversity whose behaviors may place themselves or others at significant risk of harm, with the aim of helping them remain safe and supported within the community. Without the right intervention and support, many of these people may otherwise come into contact with the criminal justice system or require admission to secure hospital settings. The government has introduced the Mental Health Secure Care Program to strengthen forensic community mental health support for people with complex mental health needs and neurodiversity who may otherwise be at risk of contact with the criminal justice system or admission to secure hospital settings. As part of the NHS long-term plan and the development of specialist community forensic pathways, the focus is on earlier intervention, improved community-based support, and helping people receive the right care in the right place before situations escalate. This includes reducing avoidable admissions into secure hospitals, supporting safer transitions back into the community, and improving collaboration between health, social care, housing, and wider support services. The plan also recognizes that many people within forensic pathways are living with multiple unmet needs at the same time, including trauma, autism, ADHD, mental health difficulties, communication differences, substance misuse, social exclusion, unstable accommodation, repeated placement breakdowns. Without consistent and coordinated support, these experiences can increase the likelihood of crisis, restrictive interventions, institutional care, and ongoing involvement with the criminal justice system. A stronger community-based approach aims to provide more proactive, person-centered support earlier, helping people build safer, more stable lives within their communities while reducing long-term reliance on restrictive settings. Moving beyond containment towards recovery. For many years, support within forensic mental health pathways has often focused heavily on containment, risk management, and crisis response. While safety remains important, there is growing recognition that long-term recovery cannot happen through restriction alone. Moving beyond containment means creating opportunities for people to rebuild trust, develop independence, strengthen relationships, access meaningful support, and reconnect with everyday life within the community. Recovery-focused support looks beyond behavior or risk and considers the person's experiences, trauma, communication needs, mental health, strengths, and future aspirations. What is forensic mental health? Forensic relates to legal and criminal justice matters. Forensic mental health services provide specialist assessment, care, and support for people experiencing mental health needs who may have offended, are accused of offending, or are considered at risk of offending. Forensic mental health refers to specialist support for people living with mental health needs, trauma, neurodiversity, or behaviors of risk who may also be involved with the criminal justice system or secure services. Forensic mental health support is often one of the least understood areas within health and social care. It involves supporting people who are living with complex mental health needs, trauma, neurodiversity, offending-related risks, or behaviors that place themselves or others at risk of harm, often alongside involvement with the criminal justice system or secure services. People involved within the criminal justice system experience significantly higher levels of mental health needs compared to the wider population. Many people may also be living with trauma, neurodiversity, substance misuse, communication difficulties, or social exclusion alongside their mental health challenges. Without the right support, these experiences can increase vulnerability to crisis, custody, imprisonment, or victimization. People may be referred to forensic mental health services through the police, courts, prisons, health services, mental health teams, or wider justice agencies. Support and treatment can take place within the community, hospitals, secure services, or custodial settings depending on the person's needs and level of risk. Assessments within forensic mental health pathways may explore several important areas, including a person's mental state, their current support and treatment needs, their ability to understand and participate in legal processes, and the impact mental health may have had on behavior or decision-making at the time of an offense. At Nurseline Community Services, we recognize that behind forensic pathways are people whose lives are often affected by trauma, exclusion, unmet needs, repeated placement breakdowns, and a lack of the right support at the right time. Many people require far more than supervision or risk management alone. They need stability, therapeutic support, safe accommodation, trusted relationships, and opportunities to rebuild their lives within the community. With the right trauma-informed and person-centered approach, forensic mental health support can move beyond containment and become a pathway towards recovery, safer futures, greater independence, and successful community living. Section 117 Aftercare. Section 117 Aftercare is support provided under the Mental Health Act for people who have been detained in hospital for treatment under certain sections of the Act. The purpose of this aftercare is to help people safely transition back into the community and reduce the risk of deterioration, relapse, readmission to hospital, or further crisis. Support may include accommodation, mental health support, community care, therapy, help with daily living, meaningful activities, education, employment support, and ongoing multidisciplinary involvement. Many people leaving secure settings or specialist mental health services need far more than a discharge plan. Returning to community life can feel overwhelming, especially after long periods in hospital, repeated crises, trauma, or disrupted relationships. Section 117 Aftercare is about helping people rebuild stability, safety, confidence, and everyday life with the right support around them. This support may include specialist community mental health support, trauma-informed and person-centered care, positive behavior support, PBS, and proactive risk reduction approaches. Safe accommodation and support with settling into a new home or placement help managing emotional well-being, routines, appointments, and medication support rebuilding trust, relationships, and social connections. Access to education, employment, hobbies, and meaningful daily activities. Multidisciplinary support involving mental health teams, social care, therapists, housing, and wider professionals. Relapse prevention, crisis planning, and ongoing risk management. Gradual step down and transition support from secure services into community living. Effective Section 117 Aftercare involves collaborative planning between health services, local authorities, housing providers, families, and community support teams to help people build stability, independence, and safer long-term outcomes within the community. For many people, recovery is not a straight line. Consistent, compassionate, and well-coordinated support can make a significant difference in helping people feel safer, more connected, and more able to move forward within their communities. Key components of effective forensic rehabilitation. Successful forensic rehabilitation often depends on how well services work together around the person. People leaving secure settings or living within forensic pathways may require support across many different areas of life at the same time, including mental health, housing, communication, emotional regulation, relationships, physical health, finances, routines, and community safety. Close collaboration between specialist forensic practitioners, social workers, community mental health teams, therapists, housing providers, and wider professionals helps create more consistent support, clearer risk management, safer transitions, and better continuity of care. Person-centered care planning. Effective forensic rehabilitation begins with clear, personalized support planning that helps everyone involved understand the person beyond their risks or diagnosis. Many people within forensic pathways have experienced repeated disruptions, inconsistent responses, trauma, restrictive settings, or support that did not fully reflect their needs. Individualized planning provides practical guidance for teams, social workers, therapists, housing providers, and wider professionals to work more consistently and safely around the person. This can include approaches around communication, emotional regulation, routines, triggers, safeguarding, positive risk-taking, relationship-based support, and responding appropriately during periods of distress or crisis. Trauma-informed approaches. Trauma-informed approaches are an important part of forensic mental health support, particularly within specialist areas where many people have experienced significant trauma, abuse, neglect, loss, institutionalization, or repeated restrictive interventions. Without understanding trauma, behaviors linked to fear, survival, emotional distress, or mistrust can easily be misunderstood or responded to in ways that increase escalation. Trauma-informed practice focuses on creating safer environments, building trusting relationships, supporting emotional regulation, and reducing the risk of re-traumatization through consistent, respectful, and compassionate support. Positive Behavior Support, PBS. At Nurseline Community Services, we use Positive Behavior Support, PBS, alongside PROACTSCIPRUK as part of a proactive and trauma-informed approach to forensic mental health support. Many people within forensic pathways have experienced repeated crises, restrictive interventions, placement breakdowns, trauma, exclusion, or environments where behaviors were responded to reactively rather than understood. Our approach focuses on reducing escalation early, improving consistency across teams, and supporting safer, more therapeutic environments. PBS helps our teams understand the factors influencing behavior, including communication needs, trauma experiences, emotional regulation, sensory differences, mental health, relationships, and environmental stressors. PROACTSCIPRUK strengthens this approach by providing practical strategies centered around prevention, de-escalation, co-regulation, dignity, and the minimization of restrictive practices. Together, these approaches help teams respond more safely and consistently during periods of distress while supporting people to develop stability, trust, independence, and safer long-term outcomes within the community. Forensic mental health and complex needs. Forensic mental health and complex needs are often closely connected. Many people within forensic pathways may require support around mental health, trauma, neurodiversity, emotional regulation, communication, housing, relationships, physical health, or behaviors of risk at the same time. When these needs are not understood or supported early, people can become increasingly vulnerable to crisis, restrictive environments, secure services, or contact with custody. Autism and learning disabilities in forensic care. Autistic people and people with learning disabilities are significantly overrepresented within forensic and secure care settings, often following years of unmet needs, misunderstood communication, sensory distress, trauma, exclusion, or inadequate support within the community. In forensic care, behaviors linked to overwhelm, anxiety, emotional distress, or difficulties expressing needs can sometimes be misinterpreted as deliberate noncompliance or risk. Effective support requires approaches that recognize communication differences, sensory needs, routines, emotional regulation, trauma experiences, and the importance of predictable, person-centered environments that reduce distress and support safer outcomes. Co-occurring mental health conditions. Many people within forensic mental health pathways are living with more than one mental health condition at the same time. This may include combinations of severe mental illness, personality disorder, trauma-related difficulties, autism, ADHD, anxiety, depression, substance misuse, or learning disabilities. When multiple needs overlap, people may experience increased emotional distress, difficulties with relationships, impulsivity, self-harm, aggression, substance dependence, or repeated crises that affect both their well-being and safety. Supporting co-occurring mental health conditions within forensic care often requires close collaboration between mental health teams, social workers, therapists, housing providers, and wider professionals. Effective support needs to consider the whole person rather than focusing on one diagnosis alone, particularly where trauma, communication difficulties, neurodiversity, or environmental stressors may also be affecting behavior and recovery. Dual diagnosis challenges. Dual diagnosis refers to people experiencing both mental health needs and substance misuse difficulties at the same time. Within forensic pathways, this combination can create additional challenges around emotional regulation, vulnerability, impulsive behavior, relapse, exploitation, safeguarding, housing stability, and engagement with support services. Substance use may sometimes develop as a way of coping with trauma, distress, isolation, or unmanaged mental health symptoms. People with dual diagnosis are often at greater risk of repeated admissions, placement breakdowns, crisis presentations, contact with custody, or difficulties maintaining stable support within the community. Consistent, trauma-informed, and well-coordinated support is important in helping people access treatment, reduce harm, improve stability, and build safer long-term outcomes. Community reintegration. What successful transition looks like. Leaving a secure or inpatient setting is often only one part of the journey. For many people, the biggest challenge begins after discharge, adjusting to new environments, rebuilding trust, managing everyday responsibilities, reconnecting with community life, and coping with change after long periods of restriction or instability. Without the right support in place, transitions can quickly break down and lead to further crisis or readmission. At Nurseline Community Services, we provide structured and trauma-informed support to help people move safely from secure settings into community living, with a strong focus on stability, consistency, emotional well-being, and long-term recovery. Read more in our blog, Community Reintegration: What Successful Transition Looks Like. The role of community mental health services. At Nurseline Community Services, we understand that recovery within forensic mental health pathways is rarely straightforward. Periods of crisis, instability, placement breakdowns, hospital admissions, or contact with custody can leave people feeling disconnected, overwhelmed, and uncertain about what comes next. Our community mental health support focuses on helping people regain stability, feel safer within everyday life, and move forward with consistent and compassionate support around them. We work closely alongside multidisciplinary teams, MDTs, including forensic services, community mental health teams, social workers, therapists, housing providers, and wider professionals to provide joined-up support during periods of increased risk, transition, or emotional distress. This may include crisis response, stabilization support, relapse prevention, emotional regulation, structured routines, and practical day-to-day support that helps reduce further breakdowns and supports long-term recovery within the community. Crisis intervention and rapid response teams. Crisis intervention and rapid response support can play an important role in preventing situations from escalating into hospital admission, placement breakdown, contact with custody, or further restrictive interventions. We understand that people within forensic and complex mental health pathways may experience periods of heightened distress, emotional dysregulation, increasing risk, or sudden instability that require timely and coordinated support. Working closely with MDTs and wider professionals, our approach focuses on early intervention, stabilization, de-escalation, and helping people regain a sense of safety and consistency during difficult periods while maintaining as much continuity within the community as possible. Crisis prevention planning. Crisis prevention planning helps identify early signs that a person may be becoming overwhelmed, emotionally distressed, or at increased risk, allowing support teams to respond earlier and more consistently before situations escalate further. Within forensic mental health pathways, effective crisis planning often includes understanding triggers, changes in presentation, communication patterns, trauma responses, environmental stressors, sensory needs, and approaches that help the person feel calmer and safer. At Nurseline Community Services, crisis prevention planning forms an important part of stabilization and recovery-focused support, helping teams, families, and professionals work together to reduce repeated crises, restrictive interventions, placement breakdowns, or hospital admissions. Reducing readmissions and reoffending often depends on the quality, consistency, and continuity of support available once a person returns to the community. Many people within forensic pathways require ongoing support around mental health, emotional regulation, accommodation, relationships, routines, trauma, and social connection long after discharge from secure services or hospital settings. Our approach focuses on providing proactive, trauma-informed, and person-centered support that helps reduce repeated crises, placement breakdowns, deterioration in mental well-being, and situations that may increase vulnerability to further offending or readmission. Challenges facing forensic mental health services in the UK. Forensic mental health services across the UK continue to face increasing pressure as more people present with multiple and highly complex needs requiring long-term, coordinated support. Rising demand, delayed discharges, shortages of suitable community placements, workforce pressures, and gaps in crisis and community support can all make recovery and safe transition more difficult. Recent reports also show growing pressures around mental health bed occupancy, delayed discharge from hospital, and a lack of supported housing and community-based provision for people leaving secure or inpatient settings. Bed shortages and out-of-area placements. Out-of-area placements, OAPs, continue to affect hundreds of people across the UK mental health system every year, often because of ongoing bed shortages, delayed discharges, and limited availability of specialist community support. NHS data showed more than 400 adult out-of-area placements in mental health beds at the end of 2024, while thousands of inappropriate out-of-area bed days continue to be recorded across adult and children's services. For many people within forensic mental health pathways, being placed far from home can disrupt family involvement, delay recovery, increase isolation, and make successful community reintegration more difficult. Delays in discharge and community placement availability. Delays in discharge and limited community placement availability continue to place significant pressure on forensic mental health services across the UK. Recent reports found that mental health patients in England spent more than 109,000 additional days in hospital in 1 year while waiting for suitable supported housing and community placements, with housing-related delays becoming one of the leading causes of delayed discharge. For many people leaving secure or inpatient settings, the absence of stable accommodation, specialist support, or coordinated community services can prolong institutional stays, delay recovery, increase dependency on restrictive environments, and make successful reintegration into community life far more difficult. Human rights and forensic mental health. For many people within forensic mental health pathways, experiences of restriction, long-term hospital stays, repeated interventions, or involvement with custody can lead to a loss of control, independence, and personal identity. Human rights within forensic mental health care are not only about legal protections. They are about making sure people are listened to, treated with dignity, involved in decisions about their lives, and supported in ways that do not cause further harm or trauma. Recovery-focused support should help people feel safer, more understood, more connected to their communities, and more able to move forward with the least restrictive support possible. Forensic mental health services with Nurseline Community Services. At Nurseline Community Services, we provide specialist community-based support for people living with complex mental health needs, trauma, neurodiversity, offending-related risks, behaviors of concern, and multiple overlapping needs within forensic pathways. We understand that many people referred into forensic services have experienced repeated crises, placement breakdowns, exclusion, restrictive environments, or long periods without the right support in place. Our approach focuses on helping people remain safely supported within the community wherever possible, while reducing the risk of further deterioration, readmission, or involvement with custody and secure services. Our support is trauma-informed, person-centered, and built around recovery, stabilization, and long-term community living. Working closely alongside MDTs, forensic teams, social workers, housing providers, therapists, families, and wider professionals, We provide structured support tailored to the person's needs, risks, strengths, communication, and recovery journey. This may include crisis intervention rapid response and stabilization community transition positive behavior support, PBS, PROACTSCIPRUK approach emotional regulation support relapse prevention supporting people rebuild stability, trust, independence supporting everyday life within the community. Fact: does forensic mental health support only apply to people who have committed serious offenses? No. Many people are referred because they are considered at risk of offending, are struggling with severe mental health needs, or require specialist risk and community support before situations escalate further. Can someone return to independent or community living after secure services? Yes. Recovery and successful community reintegration are possible with the right therapeutic support, safe accommodation, structured transition planning, and consistent multidisciplinary involvement. Why are trauma-informed approaches so important in forensic mental health care? Research shows many people within forensic pathways have experienced trauma, abuse, neglect, exclusion, or repeated restrictive interventions. Without understanding trauma, distress and behaviors of risk can be misunderstood, increasing the likelihood of escalation or further crisis. How can families support someone in forensic mental health services? Families often play an important role in recovery by helping maintain connection, stability, trust, and emotional support. Good communication and involvement between professionals and families can improve long-term outcomes and community reintegration. Share the article.